This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements for other healthcare practitioners, use toxic pharmaceutical drugs, and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being, and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last three decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. And welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. 844-236-6010 is our number. 844-236-6010 is our number if you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to wean yourself off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program. That's why we're here. We love hearing from you. 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side. We've got a very cool guest coming up at the bottom of the hour. Christopher Berglund is the author of a book called The Athlete's Way. He also is a prolific blogger. He's got a blog on the Psychology Today website. And I've been reading Christopher's book now for probably about 10 years. I keep multiple copies of it. It's about exercise. It's actually about the joy of exercise, subtitled Training Your Mind and Body to Experience the Joy of Exercise. Christopher is a scientist as well as an athlete. And as you know, if you've listened to me on this program or in my presentations or in my videos, I think that the way to live your life is athletically. If you want to have a high-quality life, you want to live your life like an athlete, and we can learn a lot from athletes. If an athlete is doing something to take care of their body, it's something we all want to be addressing as well. And it's not just taking care of our body. Athletes understand the importance of taking care of their mind as well as the body. And that's what the Athlete's Way book is all about. We'll talk to Christopher Berglund at the bottom of the hour. And we'll take your calls in our second segment, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase your longevity products, go to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. Take a look at all our longevity products. And even better, if you want to sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team, we'd love to have you on the Bright Side Ben team for a one-time $30 fee. You can start a longevity business and be in business for yourself. Now is a great time to start a home-based business. You won't get in on the ground floor. That ship has sailed. But the first floor and the second floor are pretty good. Business is booming. Longevity checks are up, and we'd love to have you on the Bright Side Ben team. Call 866-735-2470 if you want more info, or click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. And don't forget to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com. I can tell you all about the truths, the importance and the relevance and the power of my Truth Treatment products, but I can't tell you as well as people who have actually used the products can tell you. And that's why you want to go to truthreviewed.com, truthreviewed.com, and check out our now over 500 five-star reviews about our Truth Treatment products. It's no surprise to me because I know how I make the products. All I did was take the water out and the silicone out and the vegetable oil out and the preservatives out and the silicone out and everything, all the stuff that's in a skincare product, 90 to 95% of a typical skincare product is not there for you. And what makes Truth Treatments different from every single product on the marketplace, from every other product you've ever used, is I took all that stuff out. It's not really rocket science. It's just lots of good stuff and none of the bad stuff. Lots of the stuff you need and nothing you don't. And that's the secret, and it's not much of a secret. It's pretty much common sense. If you're interested in checking them out, they're all up at truthtreatments.com. We do have specials, and don't forget to take a look at our reviews at truthreviewed.com, truthreviewed.com. All right, so I got a little crazy yesterday, I have to admit. I got a little expressive. I'm trying to stay calm in this corona crazy time that we're living in. Sometimes you just got to take a deep breath. I do watch the news. If you're watching the news, you got to watch it like a scientist, because, man, not only are they dishonest and lying, as a scientist, I know that they're lying, not intentionally, but they believe their own baloney. The best liars are the liars who believe their own baloney. And there's so much baloney out there, and the proof of the proof that it's baloney is the fact that they feel the powers that be feel like we need to be censored. YouTube needs to censor. Facebook needs to censor. The government needs to censor. Oh, YouTube, the president of YouTube, a lady named Susan Wojcicki, she feels like we need to be protected by censorship. She says anything that is not approved by the World Health Organization is going to be removed. That's her philosophy. YouTube, her name is Susan Wojcicki. She announced that YouTube, this was back in late June, I believe. Anything, YouTube will remove any content that contradicts the World Health Organization on COVID-19. Why do we have to be protected from information? Well, it's the same reason why we feel like we need to be protected from a virus. Instead of working on our ability to critically think, our information gets quarantined. Instead of working on our ability to build our immune system, we get quarantined. And this is the problem. This is why none of this stuff, this is why the medical model doesn't work. The medical model doesn't work because it doesn't address causes. And this is something we talk about a lot on this program. We don't address the causes of our psychological distress. We don't address the causes of our physiological issues. From an emotional perspective, if we lose our job, if we can't pay our bills, if we have relationship problems, we're always focusing on the job or the bills or the relationship. We don't understand the nature of cause. And instead of looking at the one thing all of our problems have in common, which is us, yes, us, think about it. All of our problems, all of your problems have one thing in common. Jobs, bills, relationships, family, whatever it is, they have one thing in common, and that's you, or me, or us. Instead of focusing on where the one thing that all our problems have in common, we focus outside ourselves. And we are induced to think outside ourselves. We're not told to focus on the vagus nerve. We're not told, and by the way, Christopher Bergman talks a lot about the vagus nerve and the parasympathetic nervous system, which is one of the reasons why I want him on this program. We've talked about the vagus nerve and what's now known as polyvagal theory and the parasympathetic nervous system since day one, since I started on this program. I learned about it in pharmacy school, and I learned about how important it is. If you have an emotional issue, if you have a psychological issue, if you have a mental health issue, you want to understand where your power is, and that's in our perceptions and in our neurologies. In the case of infections, in the current pandemic, quote, unquote, we're paying attention to the virus, we're paying attention to masks, we're paying attention to being locked inside the house. These strategies are distractions from the real cause, which, once again, is us. Yes, us. I've been watching YouTube and watching people who talk about how they got COVID and it's how terrible it is and how you have to stay inside, you got to wear a mask, blah, blah, blah. Nobody says we got to focus on us. You got to focus on yourself. You got to focus on the foods you're eating. You got to focus on the supplements you're taking or the supplements you're not taking. And this should come as no surprise when we think about the medical model. This is how the medical model operates. You have AFib, we'll cauterize your heart. That'll get it back in working order. Cauterize as in burn it. Get blood sugars too high? No problem. We got a drug that will poison your liver so it'll pump out more insulin. That's called metformin or glucophage. Got an autoimmune disease? No problem. Let's just shut down your immune system. This is the paradigm. This is the medical model. And it's not about individual doctors. I know I say it all the time, but it's important not to blame individual doctors. Most, for the most part, they're good people. Perhaps brainwashed, understandably, because they've gone through 8 years of brainwashing in medical school and they're trained to believe that they know best. But it's not about the doctors. It's about a paradigm that doesn't work because it doesn't address causes. It doesn't address where the problem is. You want to solve a problem, you've got to solve it at the causal level, where it is caused. A viral infection is not caused by a virus. It's caused by a weakened immune system that allows a virus to proliferate. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll be back on the Bright Side right after this.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, we're back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6010 is our number, and don't have any calls now, but we'll get your calls as we'll get your calls this segment. We've got Christopher Berglund. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, Christopher Berglund has a blog at psychologytoday.com and also a book called The Athlete's Way. training your mind and body to experience the joy of exercise, which is kind of interesting because exercise is one of those things we all know we have to do, but there's sort of a resistance to doing it. But once you do it, you feel really good about doing it. And there's a certain joy that athletes have about the exercise process. If you go on YouTube and you see some of these professional athletes doing, especially NFL players, NFL, National Football League players, or they post on Instagram sometimes their workouts, and you could see these incredible workouts these guys are doing. And yeah, they get paid millions of dollars to do them, but a lot of it has to do with the fact that they really enjoy being in their bodies. There's a certain joy to being physical. We've lost that joy. We've become a sedentary we've become sedentary citizens. We have a sedentary lifestyle. Sitting is the new smoking, as they say. And I wonder how much of this pandemic and this infectious crisis that we're dealing with has to do with the fact that we don't exercise as a culture, that we're sedentary as a culture. And this gets to the idea of causes. This gets to the idea of why are we blaming things outside ourselves when we have so much power to control how our lives show up inside ourselves? Why? Because people make money. Because people get power. They get control. When we lose our control, that control goes somewhere else. Control's like energy. In thermodynamics, it said energy is conserved. Energy cannot be created or destroyed. Well, power is the same way. There's a certain amount of power, and if we don't have it, somebody else is going to get it. Because power cannot be created or destroyed, like energy cannot be created or destroyed. So if we give up our power, somebody else is getting it. How's that sound? That's what an authority is. An authority is somebody who takes your power away from you. That's why people don't like wearing masks, by the way. There's this battle that seems to be taking place between mask wearers and people who resent wearing masks. Well, the people who resent wearing masks understand that there's a domination that occurs when you're told to do something, like wear a mask. People who don't understand power, who don't understand domination, those are the obedient ones that wear a mask, and there's this battle between the two. I understand why people don't want to wear a mask, because they don't want to be dominated. Nobody wants to be told what to do without a good reason, anyway. So we want to learn to take control of our power back, and one of the most important places is in exercise, but another important place is in how we eat and how we supplement. From Northwestern University, vitamin D levels appear to play a role in COVID-19 mortality rates. After studying global data from the novel coronavirus COVID-19 pandemic, researchers have discovered a strong correlation between severe vitamin D deficiency and mortality rates. Vitamin D deficiency is one of the most common nutritional deficiencies, ironically, because it should be the least common nutritional deficiency because we should be out in the sun. Human beings grew out in the sun. Of course, we've been told, we've been hoodwinked, to believe we shouldn't be out in the sun, and that the sun is our mortal enemy. I did my moment of truth a couple of days ago on the importance of getting sun, the importance of getting sun for the skin, by the way. Did you know the sun protects you from skin cancer? Do you hear that on the news? Do you hear that from the medical model? Did your dermatologist tell you that? The sun protects you against skin cancer because when sunlight hits your eyes, it stimulates the production of MSH, which is a hormone that produces the pigment melanin. That's right. Sunshine hitting your eyes turns on the production of melanin so you don't burn. It's an evolutionary mechanism. We evolved that way. We evolved to have mechanisms to protect us from the sun. Sun hits your eyes, you produce more pigment. Oh, yeah, we wear sunglasses. Don't wear sunglasses unless you absolutely positively have to. You know, when you wear sunglasses, you make less melatonin. Wearing sunglasses will make it more difficult for you to sleep. Melatonin is anti-aging, so wearing sunglasses will make you age faster. Did you hear that from the medical model? Did you hear that from your dermatologist? Not that your dermatologist is a bad person. He just doesn't know. And he believes that he does know. That's called the Dunning-Kruger effect. You can't tell a dummy that they're a dummy. The Dunning-Kruger effect says dummies will never know that they're dummies. That's a problem. You can't tell a dummy they're a dummy, and you can't tell a dummy what's right because they think they know. So while doctors may not be bad people, many of them suffer from the Dunning-Kruger effect. Look that up. Dunning, D-U-N-N-I-G, Kruger, K-R-U-G-E-R, the Dunning-Kruger effect. All right, I'm not done talking about this stuff. I'll probably be talking about it for the next few days. As long as I need to. Yesterday I mentioned the four pillars of our dysfunctional response to this microbial infection. The government, the medical model, the media, and the fourth pillar is us, the masses. The government, the medical model, the media, and the masses. And if you see somebody who represents the medical model on the media who's working for the government, you're in big trouble. Mindfulness training helps men manage anger. Love this. This is from Norway. The last few weeks have been particularly difficult for people living in a violent relationship. You know, domestic violence rates are skyrocketing as people are stuck inside the house. COVID-19 has taken its toll. People have lost their jobs. No one is quite sure what will happen in the economy. Many people are feeling uncertain about the future. Now we have a study that shows that mindfulness training treatment can work really, really well. And that's no surprise. Mindfulness is when we pay attention. You've heard about mindfulness and mindfulness meditation. It is now actually being accepted by modern medicine. Mindfulness is a way to lower blood pressure. Mindfulness is a way to heal from surgery. Mindfulness is a way to fight cancer or to deal with cancer once you already have it. Mindfulness is simply paying attention. And it's pretty ironic that something as simple as paying attention is something that we have to study and we have to do research on. Paying attention should be the easiest thing that we do, but we're so distracted. Something as simple as paying attention to your body can lower your blood pressure just as effectively as a beta blocker, a calcium channel blocker with no toxicity. Mindfulness can help enrich your life. We live our life on the top of a circle, but that circle has a deep, deep hole that we can dive into if we have mindfulness that will completely change the quality of our life. On your skin, you have these circles called pores. And when we want to treat our skin, a lot of times we want to treat our pores, but what we don't realize is the pore leads to a deep hole called a follicle. And follicles are where you get acne problems. Follicles are where you get clogged problems. But a lot of people think that when they put something on top of the skin, that clogs their pores because all they see is the pore. They don't realize that there's a follicle underneath. Life is the same way. We live our life on the surface. We live our life on the pore. But when you practice mindfulness, you get a whole follicle that you can explore. Life becomes rich. Life becomes deep. And this is what mindfulness is all about. Now, because our mind is, we're so distracted, we have to actually train to be mindful. That's called mindfulness training. Mindfulness training is especially effective for dealing with negative emotions, for dealing with depression, for dealing with grief, and for dealing with anger issues. Next time you feel anger, stop and examine the anger. Pull yourself back. In fact, pulling yourself back is a great strategy for dealing with life in general. Always hold a little of yourself back to observe what's going on in your life. You'll find yourself much more powerful and much more resistant to dealing with negative emotions, to dealing with the negative emotions that are induced or that we're compelled to feel by our world. Hold a little bit of your attention back as you live your life, and you'll find yourself much more powerful, and you'll find yourself much more resistant to the ups and downs that are inevitable in our day-to-day lives. All right, Christopher Berglund coming up, author of The Athlete's Way. In our next segment, I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news as investigators in New York will be able to seek President Trump's financial and tax records. The U.S. Supreme Court announcing a ruling from justices 7-2 saying that the president is not immune to investigations by the Manhattan District Attorney's Office. The case stems from U.S. House demands for access to the president's records. First-time unemployment claims are down again week to week, but still above a million. Initial claims totaling 1.3 million last week, 99,000 fewer than the week before. However, the Labor Department says while the number of new claims keeps going down, nearly 33 million Americans are still claiming benefits, largely because of COVID-19. And this is USA Radio News.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our health care system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about health care. Visit BrightsideBend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to BrightsideBend.com. That's BrightsideBend.com.
A Republican group that's opposing President Trump's re-election has released a new ad in which it slams his allies in the U.S. Senate. The ad from the Lincoln Project features the names and images of over a dozen Republican senators, including Mitch McConnell and Lindsey Graham, accusing them of putting loyalty to President Trump ahead of their loyalty to the nation. A visitation's being held today for the late country rock star Charlie Daniels, who died at 83 a few days ago. A visitation will run from 10 this morning till 8 this evening Central Time in Mount Juliet, Tennessee. Daniels' funeral service will then be tomorrow morning in Murfreesboro. Travis Tritt and Vince Gill, among the country stars expected to perform at the funeral tomorrow. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is skipping a traditional induction ceremony this year. A virtual event is going to be live streaming instead on HBO Max on the 7th of November. The ceremony was originally going to be on May 2nd of this year. It was then canceled because of the pandemic. And the parents of a young girl in Maryland say she reeled in a working cell phone while fishing in a Maryland river recently. The 6-year-old pulled up the phone that was in a waterproof case. It belonged to another child who was amazed it still worked after being in the water so long. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for listening. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time, 24-7, on the archive page at BrightsideBen.com. Also the archive page at BenFuchsArchives.com. Archives with an S. Thank you to Peter in the UK for setting that up. We've got a search engine with all 9 years of programs. Since 2011, we've been doing the Bright Side. And you can search for various topics. You can also purchase longevity products at brightsideben.com and off my blog, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. And don't forget to take a look at our True Skin Health products. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, vegetable oil, silicone, water. Nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our True Skin Health products. All formulated in my compounding pharmacy for wound healing. Wound healing is beauty. Repurposed prescription products are now available at TruthTreatments.com, TruthTreatments.com. All right, I am looking forward to speaking to our guest today. Christopher Berglund is a prolific writer, the author of a book that I keep multiple copies of.
When I have a book I like, I keep multiple copies of it, and there's not many books I can say that I do, but I have Christopher's a copy of Christopher's book, The Athlete's Way at Work. I have one at home. I also have it in Kindle because it is an awesome book, and I mean, it is just packed with juicy tidbits of information. His blog is on psychologytoday.com. And quick story, Christopher actually knows one of the gals who works in my office, and she saw the book sitting there in my office, and she said, "Oh, I know Christopher." I said, "Man, I got to get him on the program." And long story short, Christopher Berglund is now on the Bright Side. Please welcome to the Bright Side, Christopher Berglund. Hey, Chris.
Hey, how's it going?
Thank you so much for coming on the Bright Side. I know you know this, but I'll just say it out in public. I am a fan of your work, a big fan of your work. It's helped me personally in my life, and anybody, I highly recommend the book, The Athlete's Way. I talk a lot about the importance of living your life like an athlete. I always say, if an athlete is doing something to get better in their life, it's something we want to pay attention to, because life is an athletic event. We're all athletes in a way. Just getting our butt out of bed in the morning is an athletic event.
I totally agree. I mean, that was one reason when I titled my book The Athlete's Way, that's kind of what I was implying. I did not want it to sort of seem like a book just geared towards actual athletes, because I do agree with you that everything, and we, you know, how we approach our life, we learn a lot through the daily, you know, daily workouts we do, but we can also, everything is an athletic event to some degree.
Yeah, just getting, you know, getting out of bed and doing your day is an athletic event.
It's right? True.
We're all performers in a way. Life is a high performance thing, right?
No, it's true. I've been writing the I don't know if you saw, but you know, a lot of research. I thought it came out a couple of days ago about people being attracted to musicians who have personality traits that they identify with. And as, you know, as a teenager, when I discovered running, it was right after Walkmans had been invented. This is a long time ago, like in 1980, about when the Walkman became a big staple. And it really sort of helped me as an athlete, because I could put myself in the shoes of the sort of quote-unquote rock stars that I admired. So it's, you know, I think through music, it's a really easy way for all of us to identify character traits that we relate to and then aspire towards, you know, and then through the workout, for me, still to this day, I'll put on songs that, you know, that represent who I kind of want to be in my life, and it can sort of create a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Well, hang on, now you just opened up a whole new Pandora's box there. who are you listening to in the 80s?
You know, I started running in the summer of 83, and I had, like, we all used to make, are you of the mixed tape era? Did you make mixtapes growing up?
Yeah.
So Bruce Springsteen is my go-to person. I mean, it's hard for me to still believe that Born to Run is from 1975, because it sounds like such a you know what I mean?
It's contemporary. It sounds contemporary. It's actually timeless.
It's timeless. So for me, the mixtape that I started running to was Side A, was Greetings from Asbury Park.
Uh-huh.
Classic. I don't know if you know the album, but really great anthems about, you know, you sort of, you know, the romantic thing of the young kid, you know, after facing the odds and sort of overcoming. And then Side Two was like really pop. It was the first Madonna album, so it was Holiday. And then Flashdance, the, you know, really cheesy song of the album. The movie came out that summer, and a switch went off in my head, you know, where I sort of, it sort of made me want to go out and start sweating, to be honest. So that was my first mixtape that got me running.
And you're no mere sweater. You actually, I got to give you a plug here, you set the record for the longest distance run on a treadmill in a 24-hour period.
Yeah.
153.76 miles. How much of that is just sickness? No, I'm just kidding.
It's true. I mean, I look at, I have to be honest, you know, but I have to say a lot of it was, you know, another sort of part of my story is, you know, sort of overcoming what we all, the adversity I faced as a kid, you know, and sort of needing, you know, there's a lot of research lately too about orchid children, they call them, versus dandelions. So sport helped me become more of a quote unquote dandelion. So, you know, the tenacity I had to run six marathons nonstop, to me, it's, you know, it's something that reflects to me my ability to kind of face hardship, I have to be honest. In life and in sport.
So I saw an article written about you called, and it referred to the athletic brain.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Right? Do you know what I'm talking about?
I'm not sure I know the article, but I can relate.
What is the athletic brain? What is the athletic brain?
Well, for me, I mean, when I wrote my book, you know, my dad was a neurosurgeon and a neuroscientist, and he wrote a book called The Fabric of Mind. So even though I'm not a doctor, I grew up surrounded by neuroscience and sort of when I wrote my book, my dad was a great consultant. So when I, what I did in my book was I sort of divided, you know, people talk about split brain. They often think of left brain, right brain. So they think the left brain is more, you know, numbers and academic, and the right brain would be more creative. So what my dad and I did when I look at the athletic brain, I grew up as a tennis player, and my dad, you know, Arthur Ashe, you know, he had a quote like paralysis by analysis, for example.
No, that was him? So, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that was originally, to my knowledge, I credit that to Arthur Ashe. So overthinking as an athlete is the quickest way to choke and fumble, you know. Mm. So when my dad and I would look at the athletic brain as a tennis player, we would look at the cerebral cortex, like the up brain, we would call it, the cerebrum, as being where you would strategize and think. And that's both the left cerebral hemisphere and the right cerebral hemisphere. So that would be the, you know, the tennis player thinking, okay, I'm going to place the ball in the left corner because I see that the, you know, my opponent is like in the, on the opposite side of the court. But then the other part of the athletic brain, which we would focus on the cerebellum, which is the little part of the brain in the back of the, you know, it's tucked underneath. Cerebellum means little brain in Latin, and it has tons of neurons. It has more neurons than the big brain, the cerebrum. But your cerebellum is responsible for muscle memory and intuitive things that through practice, you know, you pound into your head how to serve a tennis ball, how to hit a tennis ball without thinking.
How to ride a bike.
That's the perfect example. Exactly. The things you never forget, it's like implicit memory. It's not declarative memory. Like, you know, declarative stuff is like knowing what year the, you know, American Revolution happened, and those things you could answer on a test is more upbrain, and the cerebellar stuff is more implicit, automatic. So to me, the ideal athletic brain, you can flip back and forth between both. You know what I mean? So you can problem solve. If I'm, you know, running in a Death Valley or something like that, I can think, oh, my electrolytes are low. I need to eat some pretzels and have a Gatorade or something like that. You know, I can think that, but then the actual movement of just getting into the zone and without thinking is more cerebellar. Yeah.
Would you say the whole concept of flow is a cerebellum phenomena?
I would. Totally. Yeah.
Okay. I want to talk about that because I'm very fascinated with that, and I think that can help us in our day-to-day life, living in flow.
Yep.
We're talking to Christopher Berglund. His book is The Athlete's Way. I'm Pharmacist Stan. We'll be back with more from Chris Berglund right after this. Don't go away.
Many scientific studies have linked inflammation in the human body to several common health challenges suffered by Americans every day.
This idea about essential fatty acids getting turned into inflammatory or non-inflammatory chemicals. If you're dealing with an inflammatory issue like arthritis, and many diseases and many immune conditions have inflammatory components. If you have any inflammatory issues, essential fatty acids are maybe the most important nutritional supplements you could use. If you have fat absorption problems, you're going to want to take your EFAs with digestive enzymes. With fatty meals can also help improve your ability to process and absorb these super, super mega important nutritional compounds, essential fatty acids.
To keep inflammation at a minimum in your body, do what Ben Fuchs does and order Ultimate EFAs and Ultimate EFA Plus from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, we're back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're talking to Christopher Berglund, author of The Athlete's Way and blogger and athlete himself, and very, very insightful athlete, I might add. The cerebellum, Chris, as the seat of flow, I think you can I go as far as to say that?
Yeah,
the seat of flow?
I would.
So then flow is actually a neural phenomenon. How can we tap into that at will? First of all, tell people what flow is, and then how can we tap into that at will?
Well, you know, I can never say this person's name, but I...
Csikszentmihalyi.
Csikszentmihalyi, exactly. Yeah. Mihaly, you know, I sort of credit flow to being his, you know, the first person I know. I read a book in 1990 by him called Flow. And he would describe it, you know, as being completely absorbed in what you're doing, losing yourself completely in what you're doing. And it's sort of innate, getting gratification from the process, you know, being lost in something, you know, whether it's rock climbing, making ceramics, painting, making music, listening to music, where you sort of become one with what you're doing and the world and time sort of seem to dissolve.
Mm. That's beautiful. How do we tap into it?
Well, you know, we were talking about the cerebellum before the break, and, you know, I think of the cerebellum as being sort of a non-thinking brain, and so I think through practice, whatever you do, for me, I like jogging. That's when I get into the zone, you know, and sort of, to me, jogging is meditative, but I think typically, you know, whatever people are passionate about, again, whether it's rock climbing or kayaking or any, you know, outdoor activities where, again, I think connecting to nature is often a big part of flow. It can happen. You know, for me, I really am fascinated with deconstructing when flow happens for me. And as a writer, I also tend to get into the zone. But it, for me, in writing, it's really specific. I do my best writing in the pre-dawn hours, like right when I've woken up. So I think there's a timing of whether it's your chronobiology. I think people need to sort of play around with when they get into the zone and then tagging it and saying, okay, these were the kind of ingredients. You know, this is where I was when it happened. It was this time of day. And then through practice, just tagging it when you feel like you're in the zone. And then, you know, just making it a habit. And again, getting back to the cerebellum, I think, you know, I feel like even so, for example, if I'm writing, which is very cerebral, when I click into a flow state, there's something about it that becomes automatic. First of all, my finger typing with touch typing without looking is a very cerebellar thing. So I'm able to write in bursts, you know, when I'm in the zone, that almost seem like a cliche thing of being a conduit. It just sort of goes right through me where I'm not overthinking, but the ideas are just flowing right through my fingers, to be honest. So
and in the flow state, your immune system is, you support your immune system in the flow state as well.
I would think so. You know, I don't know if you've, I've written a lot about the vagus nerve.
I wanted to start talking about that. Yeah, we talked about that a lot on this program. How does the vagus nerve fit into this whole thing and polyvagal theory and the parasympathetic nervous system? How does that fit into this?
Well, for me, you know, mind-body interventions, whether it's, again, yoga or just diaphragmatic breathing, you know, things that make your, that can be indexed by heart rate variability, you know, to see that you have a robust parasympathetic response, which would be called the rest and digest or tend and befriend, which I'm sure you've talked about before, as opposed to fight or flight, so that you have that push-pull of your sympathetic nervous system revving you up and then parasympathetic, you know, sort of slowing you down. And basically, you know, chronic inflammation is the big, you know, it's linked to so many things from depression to a whole wide range of illnesses.
And again,
cancer, I'm not a doctor.
Aging.
Cancer. I was going to say cancer, exactly. So anything that can lower inflammation, I view as boosting the immune system. Again, I'm not a doctor, but would you agree with that as a sort of
basic? Absolutely. Inflammation is the calling card of the immune system. It's how we see the immune system. When the immune system is activated, inflammation is how it shows up. They're the same thing, essentially.
Yep. So Go ahead.
I was going to say there's this idea of defense and protection that's associated with a lack of flow, kind of. Do you think?
Yeah, I think, well, it's a thin line for me between, like, the whole thing about cytokine storms, you know, which has come up a lot with COVID lately. I see it pops out when I read it because, you know, obviously inflammation has evolved to be protective, to help us, but then it backfires, you know. So
chronically, when it's chronic.
Exactly, when it's chronic. And so, for example, a study, you know, I do a lot of science reporting, so a really interesting study just came out about in mice, it was a study in mice, but about strength training. Like mice who became basically pumped up, you know, had more muscle mass, had more robust T-cell response, and they had stronger immune systems, you know. And again, it's way too early to say that lifting weights could benefit someone's immune response, and then to take it the next step further to think it might be help against COVID. But the research does, I mean, it can't hurt. We all know the benefits of weight strength training. And then again, with the vagus nerve stuff and parasympathetic, you know, just breathing is a very, you know, you can.
It's amazing.
You know, one of my most popular blogs in the last couple of years, I wrote a blog about longer exhalation, you know, exhaling. Taking a long exhalation, you know, my dad taught me this on the tennis court. He would say that it squirted out what he called vagus stuff, which is like, literally slows your heart rate down, you know, while you're exhaling. So if you take
the exhale is where you relax, is on the exhale.
True.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah.
A lot of people just think, oh, take a deep breath.
Yeah.
But I do think it's worth just a simple thing. I mean, people can breathe all different ways, and I'm not a sort of yoga expert. But, you know, for me, a 4-count in through my nose and then pursed lips, like I'm blowing out candles on a birthday cake, like for 8 counts, I visualize that it's squirting out vagus stuff, you know, vagus and activating my vagus nerve. I mean, that way in the moment, but then again, like you were saying, over time you can strengthen, you know, you can improve your vagal tone, which is linked to lower inflammation and, you know, as indexed by heart rate variability. So,
do you think there's a phenomenon of flaccid vagal, you said type of vagal tone? Is there vagal flaccidity that's associated with health issues?
I would think so. I mean, again, like, you know, I think HRV, heart rate variability. I mean, have you guys talked about that?
Yes, we have. Heart math and heart rate variability. Talk real quickly about heart rate variability from your perspective.
In between, like when you're, you know, you have your regular heart rate per minute, you know, beat, beat, beat. But in between beats, there's like interbeats. And you want to have like a fluctuation in there, which is heart rate variability. And so that variability, again, is linked to just a whole, just to well-being overall, you know, psychological and physical well-being. So it's an index of someone who's going to do better off, you know, and have a stronger immune system. And you can, again, but you can also do things in your daily life to make to improve your heart rate variability, like just moderate to vigorous physical exercise, mindfulness.
Visualizing good things, even just visualizing
good things. Yeah. Connecting to nature. One of my favorite you know, things, especially now in this time where we're self-isolating, is a sense of awe when you're, like, just seeking to see the Milky Way when you're away from light pollution. But that really benefits your nervous system and your, I would think, your immune system.
Isn't that amazing? Just a sense of awe. And we've collectively, as a culture, we've lost that, the sense of awe.
It's true. And, I mean, again, you know, I'm from New York City, and, you know, I'm lucky enough to have been able to get out of the city a lot. But I do think if you do have access to a place where you can feel, you know, something that makes you feel small, to be honest, is actually good for you. It gets you out of your head and then, you know, creates a sort of an upward spiral at a physiological level, too, I think.
So how are you do you live in New York City now?
No, I'm actually right now in Western Mass. I'm actually in the town. We've had a house in the Berkshires since I was a kid, so I'm lucky enough to be in the Western Mass right now. So what were you going to ask? How am I dealing with COVID?
Yeah, living in an urban environment, especially New York City, where it's so, and I am from New York, so I can say this, where it's a filthy toilet bowl, basically.
No, I'm
from there, so
New
I can
York,
say it.
I'm not going to...
No, it is. I grew up in the 70s in New York, but I was there.
We're of the same era. I was born in New York in the late 60s myself. So you know, it's been hard. I am a loner pretty much. So I have a 12-year-old daughter who lives in California now. So, but I don't live there. I don't really live there all the time. So I had to cancel my. I go out there four times a year, so that's been a real bummer because they're in Marin County, and that was one of the first places to lock down.
Do you think that the fact that New York City is the epicenter, in a way, an epicenter, at least in the United States, of infection, is related to the fact that it is such an anti-health place, such a filthy place?
It's really I can't dispute that. I'm not an epidemiologist. I think, but I have to say, the same things that I loved about New York are, I mean, it's just a COVID, it's just a nightmare when it comes to a pandemic because you're all just, it's a melting pot and everyone's crammed together.
Chris, that was awesome. I wish we had more time, buddy. Thank you so much for your work. It's beautiful. PsychologyToday.com. Christopher Berglund, Berglund, and the book is The Athlete's Way. Chris, we'll talk again soon. Thank you so much, buddy.
Cool.
All right.
Bye.
That's all the time we have for today on The Bright Side. Thanks for listening. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to you later, folks. Bye for now.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.